Officials from a stretch of Lake Ontario that borders from Jefferson County down through Wayne County want that portion of the lake to become a national marine sanctuary. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, communities are applying for the federal designation that would put it in the same category as the Florida Keys.
The wreck of the St. Peter is one of the historic stories that springs out of the deep maritime history that marks southeastern Lake Ontario. The ship set out from the port of Oswego, October 1898, laden with coal and headed to Toledo. It ran into a violent early winter blizzard on October 27th, facing 70-mile-an-hour winds and 20-foot high seas.
They almost made it to the Welland Canal, but the storm was so great that it pushed it halfway back across the lake before it foundered off of Putneyville. So that the experience that those people had that night must have been horrific.
Oswego County Administrator Phil Church says only the captain survived. The ship remains 112 feet underwater, still intact, to tell the tale.
It's like visiting places like Gettysburg or other battlefields. You can kind of feel the people still present.
Stories like this are what would be highlighted if this portion of Lake Ontario becomes a national marine sanctuary. There are currently 14 in the United States, according to Reed Boney, regional director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
It's kind of akin to a national park. It protects resources in a marine or Great Lakes area.
A sanctuary designation creates tourism and increased recreational use of an area. The sanctuary most compared to this part of Lake Ontario is Thunder Bay on Lake Huron, and that annually generates more than $100 million to the regional economy. Local officials from all the counties involved here say they'll get an application in by the end of this year to be considered for the designation. Boney says if accepted, it'll be a while before it becomes reality.
It would be about a 2-3 year process because we develop a management plan and do environmental impact statements, hold lots of meetings. In the end, to develop a sanctuary that the community embraces.
Church says this whole process may be an eye-opener for some residents along the lake who might not be aware of the rich history of shipping and shipwrecks.
I would hope that people will, through this process, suddenly realize that the lake is not just what you see on the surface.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.